انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
You're not crazy. You're not alone. There's no I in team. We can, together. Let's be pro mental health. Don't forget to listen to Why Not Try by Hanna Torre every Wednesday at 7 p.m. only on 90s FM. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a good evening and hope everybody's staying safe out there. Now, don't forget to always tune in on Why Not Try by Hanna Torre every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. And don't forget to always give us your responses and comments through our number 1-0-0-0-0-4-2-7-8-9-4. Now, let's get back to story time. So we're going to be talking about two girls today, and maybe talking about their stories will open up a few things and will make your eyes and ears a little bit clearer to hear and see what's actually going on in our community. So first of all, we have a girl called Jenna. And what happened is that Jenna came out on one day from work, very tired, very sad, and she didn't know what was going on with her. All she knew is that she wasn't feeling herself. And it's normal for people to not feel themselves nowadays, especially with everything going on. But she felt like she came back, she was drained, she was not full of energy, she was not having it. And that was day one. Now let's jump 2 days forward. Now, she was feeling much worse, and she didn't really know what was going on with her. She started feeling like she was drained, she wasn't feeling everyone around her, she was surrounding herself by nobody. She was sitting alone, she barely ate, and she felt like something was getting worse. Like, she had this nagging pain inside of her that she didn't know what was going on with her exactly. And she didn't know what to do, she didn't know what to think. She felt like if she went to someone, no one would get her. And it's okay. Some of us don't actually understand what's going on until we see that people around us are getting hurt. Sometimes our voices cannot be heard. Sometimes the pain that we feel comes from within, comes from inside. Sometimes it's opaque and it's not even showing. But we have to dig a little deeper just to see what's going on with people. Now, Jenna's story is only one that we heard. And it might only get heavier from there. Because we have someone else, Renan, for some reason. And she reached out and she said something that was very serious. And reading it made me feel so, so touched. And I'm pretty sure that it might do the same to you. So what happened is that Renan, she came back from a day with her friends. She was feeling okay, everything was great. But she's been suffering from depression for a really long time. And no one around her even saw it. It was only her. She would hide it from her friends, hide it from her family, and she wouldn't tell anyone else around her. And the crazy part is that she came back one day from an outing, and what happened was that she decided that she didn't want to live anymore. And she was pretty sure about her decision. And what's scary is the fact that some people resort to suicide when they only have the chance to live a better life. The thing is, the thought develops like a seed that's planted. It develops very slowly until it becomes something that's very, very serious and very big. And you can't really fix it because it's like a virus. Once you develop it, it becomes worse. Think of it like that, like a coronavirus. Sometimes you can be asymptomatic, which means that you don't have any symptoms and it hurts your lungs. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're hurt and you can't breathe until it actually happens. And that's what's up. That's what happens when it grows. So she decided that she didn't want to live anymore. And she closed the door behind her. She was smoking and she had a knife in her hand. And she wasn't scared to even hurt herself a little. She went for her stomach. But thankfully, before she was bleeding to death, her friends came and saved her. And she was in the hospital. She was hospitalized for a few hours, I believe. And this was such a heavy thing. Now, why would you ask that? It's because when something like suicide happens, you can never go back in time. You really can't. All you can do is wish that you can go back in time and fix this little thought that was going on inside the girl's head. But thankfully, she was saved, and she's still alive, and she's giving herself a second chance. Now, on TV, when we watch things like 13 Reasons Why or Euphoria, we have characters like Rue. Now, Rue is a drug addict, and honestly, she wanted to give up on life. She really did. And she was taking drugs every day. She used to lie to her parents and tell them that she's clean. She used to lie to her girlfriends and guy friends. But what happened is that truly she was sad from the inside because her dad passed away. And she couldn't deal with the grief. So instead of having her parents talk to her about therapy or seeking help, no one really cared at first until they saw what was happening to her. And then she had to go to therapy and seek help. And she went back to the old habits. Sometimes it's hard to cure depression. Sometimes it's really difficult to look at the person and see that they truly need help. And same with Hannah Baker. That's what happened in 13 Reasons Why. But she went really for suicide. And what happened was the fact that she recorded herself, recorded 13 tapes for the people who wronged her, and decided that she's going to commit suicide and then pass on these tapes to them, giving them a direct message of why she would have killed herself. Some people might think, oh, it's brave, it's sending a message. But the truth is, it really isn't. As a matter of fact, at some point in time, it becomes a disaster because of what her generation might think of it. See, Hannah resorted to suicide because no one else was understanding her, and no one else was giving her the ability or the chance to even listen to her or give her advice on how she could actually fix what's going on with depression. Because it's not like something that you take medication for and it just goes away. It goes away with a long time. This was story time. And that's going to get us into the topic. Why are we talking about this? We'll tell you when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
D'autres façons de se quitter, quelques éclats de verre auraient peut-être pu nous aider. Dans ce silence amer, j'ai décidé de pardonner les erreurs qu'on peut faire à trop s'aimer. Petite fille, au moins souvent te réclamer, parce que comme une mère, tu me bordais, me protégeais. Je t'ai volé ce sang qu'on n'aurait pas dû partager. À bout de mots, de rêves, je vais crier. Comme un loup, comme un roi, comme un...
We're back again with more Why Not Try with Hannah Torre. And don't forget to tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. And in case you want to send us some response or make some phone calls, don't forget to tune in through 110-00-427-894. Now we're back to our topic. So as I discussed with you before regarding the depression stage regarding these two girls and the other two girls in regards of TV shows. Now, why was I talking about such depression or depressive disorder? It's because in the Middle East, and especially in Arabian countries, some parents don't really understand or respect mental health. And they don't respect therapy, they don't respect certain disorders, and they don't even try to find out more information about them. And that's why. For instance, consider that you wake up in an early morning and you're heading to work. Now, you figure out that you have a sore throat and a headache, and you feel like you can't really move or do anything. So what do? You take a Panadol. You convince yourself that it's nothing serious and it's not a big deal. Then you go to work and you say hi to everyone and you seem fine. But then it develops and you go back home and you feel like your throat hurts even more. But you just keep on taking the Panadol and you say nothing's really going on until you develop a full cold and you stay in bed a week or two, you name it. But the point is that sometimes we don't consider something to be serious enough. We say that it's going to be okay, it's going to pass, and everything will pass and we shall move on. But that's not the case, because with depression or anxiety or schizophrenia, you can't just simply cure it by saying that it's going to be fine. I'll just wake up tomorrow and I'll forget about it and nothing's really going on with me. I'm fine. But the truth is, whether you have depression or not, you are fine. You're okay. You're not crazy. You're not mentally deranged. Because our society treats it like it's something that's out of the ordinary, or it's something that shouldn't be normal, something that's controversial, when in reality, it's okay. It's exactly like having a cold or catching a virus. It's okay to feel like you're depressed. It's okay to feel that you're anxious. There's nothing wrong with that. All you have to do is accept it within yourself and see how you can help yourself or seek help. Sometimes our parents don't even understand what to do with it once they hear that someone has a depressive disorder or a generalized anxiety disorder or even a certain phobia. Or when someone's named bipolar or schizophrenic, they start to think that, okay, so we shouldn't share that with people and we shouldn't share that with anyone in the society because it appears wrong. But sometimes we're really misunderstood. And the whole point is just underestimated. Mental disorders in the Egyptian society and the Middle East in general is very underestimated. And according to certain studies done in the Middle East, it appears that 1 in every 10 homes suffers from depressive disorder, followed by 1 in every 16 homes suffering from generalized anxiety disorder. And according to such statistics, it was proven that depression and anxiety were the most common disorders in the Middle East, particularly in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, followed by hysteria, followed by bipolar disorder, then by schizophrenia, which is 0.5%. Now, these statistics might not seem shocking to you at first, but trust me, it's really important to note that each one out of these homes is suffering, and that may even double, because these statistics were proven to us 2 years ago. But what about now? What about this year in particular? What if these numbers doubled or even tripled? Do you think that's okay? Do you think that that's okay for your kid to be suffering all of that time? Now we'll go on a break and we'll be right back.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me
we're back again, and it seems like we have a phone call, so let's start our first phone call. Hello? Hi. Okay, it seems like something went wrong, so we're going to receive our first phone call in a bit. Thank you for calling, though. So, back to our topic. So, first of all, we were discussing how parents should deal with it. So, there was a very, very notable series that was going on in Ramadan. It was called Take Care or Look Out for Zizi. And why this series stood out, it's because it was the first one in the Middle East that actually discussed how important therapy is and outlined certain mental disorders and their importance and how they're underestimated in our society. So, first of all, we had Zizi, and she was suffering from ADHD. And what happened is that at first, she thought that something was wrong with her, and everyone around her, including her family and her fiancé, thought the same. But then, she met a lawyer, and that lawyer helped her seek a therapist. And that's when she knew that she had ADHD, and that nothing was wrong with her. All she needed to know is that she needed to learn how to treat it. And the same thing happened with a little girl, whose parents were too young. They were married, and they had a kid who had ADHD. And at first, when they went to therapy, her mom wasn't really proud of her. She wasn't proud of the fact that, oh, how come my daughter seek therapy? Oh, what will people say about us? What will they do when people hear that my daughter has ADHD or goes to therapy? What about her reputation? It's only going to dwindle from there. But the only truth is that once they started getting used to the fact that she needs help, and after Zizi became her shadow teacher, it became very clear that what she was going through was pretty normal, because they helped each other out. And this was even receiving very positive feedback from our community, saying how important this is for everyone to understand that seeking help is something that's very important and it's very valid. And it became very obvious from there that there was an action that was indeed needed to be taken. Now we'll go on a break and we'll be right back with you.
If you know
And we're back again with Why Not Try with Hana Tare every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. And again, gentle reminder that you can tune in 010-004-27894. And thankfully, I've received lots of you have actually sent me their responses regarding mental disorders, and I'm very thankful to share them. So first of all, we have @nom says, therapists should not be seen as doctors who treat crazy people, but rather as friends and professional counselors who we can go to in terms of need to get comfort. Therapy should be seen as something normal to heal our anxiety and depression. Yes, Nam, thank you. And that's very important as a point, because sometimes we tend to see therapists as our enemies, or we tend to look down on them, when rather we should see them as our friends and as our older siblings or as healers who are trying to help us instead. So thank you, Nam, for saying that. That's actually a very good point. Now, Laila says, it's ironic how this world goes, really. We've reached a point where having broken bones or cancer is taken more seriously than suffering from crippling anxiety or depression. It's funny how you get called ungrateful when you speak up about suffering from mental health issues. It's a huge slap on the face. Yes, Laila, because sometimes when we go through certain things like undergoing a surgery regarding or even something with our body, sometimes it's taken more seriously than something that's mental. So I 100% agree with you, for sure. That's going to raise up some points there. @Ahmad Tariq says, the act of speaking up about mental health problems and encouraging therapy isn't taken into consideration in Egypt. You never really find help towards the matter, and people neglect it and say, be a man or grow up, and it messes with your brain, makes you really angry and develop psychotic ideas, leading to self-harm. Yes, and especially regarding mental health, in terms of men, how we see it, sometimes we're always telling men to grow up, to not cry, to man up, to pass something, to move on, when they should have the ability to grieve, and they should have the ability to also speak up about feeling depressed and anxious. So we are pro-mental health regarding men and women. We're pro-mental health for everybody, so don't forget that. Tomer Moon says, Egyptian parents need to stop underestimating the seriousness of depression. It drains the person's energy, optimism, and motivation. People cannot snap out of it just by sheer force of will. Yep, that's true, and that's why we have psychotherapy along with medication in order to help out with it. So that's a very important point. Thank you for discussing that. Jessica Paul says, depression makes it difficult to connect on a deep emotional level with anyone, even the people they love the most. It's also common for people with untreated depression to feel or lash out in anger. And remember that this is the depression talking, not your close ones. So try not to take the matter personally, but make it serious. Yeah, that's very true, because sometimes it's our depression or anxiety that's making us feel blinded from the truth. Sometimes we try to stay in close spaces, and we just try to isolate ourselves because we're worried that we're an added burden to the people we love the most, when in reality they really just want to listen to us and they're really looking out for us. So remember that this is your depression not talking to you, not you personally. You're good, you deserve better, and you're okay, and nobody's mad at you. It's definitely okay. Thank you, Jessica, for saying this to us. And continuing with our social media minute, now, Rana Malik says, some people belittle your mental health state by saying things like, some people have gone through worse, or you did this to yourself, and blame you for the way you act rather than being active listeners and seeking professional help. Hashtag stop the stigma. Loving your hashtag over there. Thank you, Rana. And yeah, for sure. Sometimes we tend to belittle each other's problems. Say, oh, well, you know, I had a bad day at work today, and then your father comes along, or your mother, or your friend says, oh yeah, but you know, I had it worse, this happened and that happened, so thank the Lord this didn't happen to you. So yeah, so try to not belittle each other's problems. Try to stay on tune with each other and try to just support each other, because at the end of the day, we're just trying to be there for each other. Nothing more, nothing less. Thank you guys for sending all of these responses. They really mean a lot, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to help people out there. Now, regarding our very final part, so here, after our social media minute, we just want to have a word to the parents, about depression and anxiety today. And we're saying to them, please listen to your kids. We're going through a lot, especially these years after the pandemic, and people are facing a lot of problems. There are lots of issues out there in the world that we're trying to solve, and we can't do that alone. So please help your kids. Please help them out. Please listen to them. When they're going through depression or anxiety, sit them down and just be active listeners. Take notes. Go to focus groups. Attend therapy sessions with people. Try to understand that it's okay for your kid to suffer from such disorder. They're not alone. And it definitely has a cure. All you have to do is just be patient with your kids and understand them better. Understand them more. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having a heart-to-heart conversation about what's truly going on in their head that's making them feel that their voices are not heard. That was the episode for today, and I hope that you truly understood more about mental health disorders. We'll see you again next time on Why Not Try. Stay tuned.